Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership mini podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. I'm Michelle Malloy Dillon, and I'm here with my colleague Janice Cunning today. We're going to talk about journaling about conflict.
I know. We're going to talk about conflict, Michelle.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so, we're laughing, actually, we're going to do two episodes on conflict. We're going to talk this episode about journaling, and then we're going to talk next episode about a new model for healthy conflict. So just bear in mind, this is sort of a bit of a teaser for what's to come in the next one as well.
Yeah. And we're laughing here because, I mean, we all have our own comfort or discomfort with conflict, right? And conflict happens all the time in teams, among individuals. And we all have our own opinion about conflict. Some people are very comfortable with conflict. It could be cultural. It could be their experiences in their world that have made them more comfortable with it. It could be a behavioral style that they have a comfort level with, that they feel like, hey, we got to go through conflict to get to the other side. So let's do it. Let's have this conflict. And then we can move on. Other people have a totally different relationship with conflict. Some people shy away from it, run away from it. Like if there's conflict in a space, they'll just stop talking, be quiet, leave the room, whatever is needed to stay away from conflict as much as possible. So we all have this relationship with conflict.
Yes. Yeah. And I like the idea of, you know, journaling being a way to, you know, access some of the places that may come from. Like, we kind of invite you to look back, like, on past experiences, you know, in your family and your work, you know, think about your style. And also, I think it's important to know that we do, like you said, have a sort of maybe innate, I don't know, tendency to it, but we can also change. So I know you and I, Michelle, like, are, I would say for both of us, like, we wouldn't be the, like, run into the conflict people, but we've really, because being on our team, our fundraising leadership team is so important to us, and we have to work through different ideas and different approaches and different ways of doing things. I would say you and I have really changed a lot and grown a lot intentionally. Absolutely. In that area. So there is hope if you're one of those people who's thinking, like, I don't even want to listen to this podcast.
I don't want to even talk about conflict, even if it doesn't feel like a conflict.
I know. So, yeah. So we thought in the spirit of kind of, you know, being authentic and vulnerable, we will answer one of the questions here live. So what's the question we're going to answer, Michelle?
Yeah. So on our tip sheet that we'll share with you all at the end of this podcast, we have a question that says, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not comfortable and 10 being very comfortable, how would you rate your overall comfort level with conflict, Janice?
My instinct is to say 7. You know, like I said, I think there was probably a time when I was like a 4. You know, and now I feel like 7, there's still room to grow. And it is something I'm still intentionally working on. And, you know, what I think is, there's a few things for me that, you know, make it a 7 as opposed to a 4. Like, one is being in more situations where I feel an extremely high level of trust. So that makes it, you know, easier. Another thing is being part of a work system that does encourage these conversations and encourages, you know, trying and experimenting, and it's okay to fail, you know, so maybe saying things unskillfully or calling something out in the moment unskillfully, and then being like, it's okay, we're all going to survive, we can clean up that mess and move on. Those are some of the things that have helped me. And I don't know, to get to the next level, I think for me, sometimes I still do a bit of a, like, I'll just let this go, you know, like if it feels important enough, I can kind of push myself to have the conversation. And a lot of times I'll still kind of let things slide. So I think being more honest in those moments where it feels like, yeah, it's not that big a deal, I should still push myself to say something. So that's how I would answer that.
Yeah. And what's important about that for you, Janice?
I think knowing that it feels good to say I'm a seven, and that's okay because I can still continue to grow because I'm a human being and I'm not done yet.
There you go. Absolutely.
So it feels like, it doesn't feel like I'm judging myself and saying I'm a seven. I feel like I'm celebrating, like I was a four and now I'm a seven and I'm still growing, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Now, what about you? Where are you putting yourself on the scale?
And yeah, it's so funny. As you were talking, like I was all over the place. I think right now at this moment in time, I'm about a six. I was at an eight for a while and I feel like I've fallen to a six in terms of my comfort level with conflict. And I used to be at a three, like, you know, that was my standard. So I feel like I have grown so much in my comfort level with conflict. And I notice it sort of shifting over time too. Like, I think the six for me right now is there's so much going on in the world that feels like conflict. It feels like I notice myself holding back more in general, just because there's so much conflict in the world. I don't want to say something that sets off something unintentional. And so there's like a holding back going on. Whereas I would say a couple of years ago, I was at an eight, like I was, which is quite, I kind of consider that sort of my goal. Like it's a good place to be with conflict. It's not overboard in jumping into conflict too easily for the sake of getting to the other side, but it's being very comfortable when it shows up to address it. So I noticed my number shifting.
And I want to acknowledge, Michelle, like I want you to get back to an eight because you are a person who can model doing it really lovingly and holistically and intentionally. So I want for you to get back there because I think other people are inspired by watching the way that you are an eight.
Oh, thank you, Janice. It's a wonderful acknowledgement. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, good. I will. So, I feel encouraged to own my eight for sure.
So we're going to invite you to go, you know, download the tip sheet. There'll be a link in the show notes and, you know, do the journaling. And I will say if, you know, try journaling. For me, journaling is a little bit harder. I do prefer to talk to other people when I'm pondering such big kind of questions. Part of the reason I love coaching and having coaching myself. So feel, you know, hold it lightly, like maybe start out with journaling, but if it feels like it'd be empowering to invite a coworker or a friend into the conversation with you, the way that Michelle and I are doing here, then, you know, take it and make it what you want.
Yeah. And if you're working with a coach, you know, talk more about conflict. Absolutely. And, you know, there's something that's so important about what you just said too. It's like a non-judgmental way. So this journaling about conflict is meant to be a way just to look at it. Like we all have a past, we all have a background, we all have reasons why we're comfortable or not comfortable with conflict. This is just creating more awareness, self-awareness in you of where you're at with this level of conflict. And, you know, David and I do a lot of work with teams around conflict and creating the self-awareness, not as a judgment, but like, oh, you're more comfortable with conflict than this person. Interesting. How does that show up? And what do you want to do about it? How do you want to change your conversations from here on out? So there's just that self-awareness is a great starting point.
Yes. I'm glad you said that, Michelle. It's not about feeling at this point like you need to do anything with that. It's just noticing and not judging, just being like, okay, this is where I am, whether I'm a one or a five or a 10, it just is what it is. Yeah. Great. All right. Well, we wish you well in your journaling, exploring, and hope it uncovers some juicy things that you can build on. And then, as I said, join us next time and we'll talk about a new model for healthy conflict. This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice.